All right, Groovy, here we are for our Creative Entrepreneur Success Club. I'll be honest with you, full disclosure, I'm not sure which number this is this month because of me, you know, my being at my own business intensive, and then last week we missed it. I think this is the second session of August, but I will have to confirm that for you all. I want to start out with a bit of housekeeping. Okay, first of all, I'm going to be switching up accountability partners, and you'll be getting emails about that, all right? And so one of the things I want to do today is eventually I want to go over the guidelines for accountability partners. This file should be in the files. It should be in the Facebook page files. If you go to the Facebook page for Creative Entrepreneur Success Club and click files, you should find these guidelines there. But I will go over them today because I find people get the most out of having an accountability partner when they follow these guidelines. I've had a lot of experience with accountability partners, and I will tell you that the structure is the leader, and it really makes a difference in terms of tangible outcomes. So the way it can work, if you're, say, having a half-hour meeting, is each person speaks for 15 minutes, okay? And somebody is using a timer, all right? And there are basically three questions each person asks. And I find it useful when I'm doing these meetings to do them online with a Google Doc open so that the person who is talking doesn't have to worry about typing. And, well, first of all, you don't have to write these down, but you want to first go over celebrations or wins from the previous week. Then the second thing is, what do you want to get done in the coming week? That's where you start typing things. And then what each person should come away with are three things they want to be held accountable for. It may not be the, you know, everything they want to do, but the most important three things that are going to move them forward the fastest. I would bullet point those, okay, for each other. What I'm going to do is, while I'm going through this, I'm just going to put everybody on mute. You can unmute yourself if you need to, but since there's a little background. There it is. See, total freedom. So that's it. That's really it. Those three questions, each person, 15 minutes. Sometimes what I do is we'll have a longer meeting so that after each person has gone through this form, we can brainstorm. And, you know, like if I had a topic the other day to brainstorm with my partner around places where I could speak, where my ideal client hangs out, okay? So, again, time it, you know? So you might have brainstorming to do. Even that is done within a structure, okay? And, of course, there are no bad ideas, only bad people. And you're not a bad person. So just don't stifle, don't censor. Sometimes the most ridiculous suggestions can cause free association when you least expect it to an idea you might not have come up with. All right. If we're going on to full hour meetings, brainstorming is one thing. The fourth question could be, if you want to add it, what specifically do you need? And it could be brainstorming. It could be a favor, you know, to post something on Facebook for your partner. It could be any number of things, all right? So again, like I say, the fourth question can be addressed in the second half hour. This is important, and it's really hard to stick to because we're all very intelligent people, but it's best not to give advice unless it is specifically requested and requested in the sense of, I would like to know this particular thing, okay? Don't start coaching each other. because that can take your accountability meeting off the rails really quickly, and people can start feeling like they're babysitting each other, and that's not the point. It's not going to move you forward. All right. Sometimes people just need to hear themselves think. Sometimes, you know, your partner may need 10 minutes to just bitch and moan, I don't know, or verbalize something. I'm a verbal processor. I need to talk things through. Doesn't mean I need help. Doesn't mean I need to be fixed or I need a, you know, I need a suggestion or anything. I just need space to hear myself. I sometimes I sometimes record my conversations so that I can, you know, listen back later with my partner, okay? So that was that bit of housekeeping, and nobody's unmuted themselves yet, so I am assuming there are no questions regarding this accountability partner guideline stuff. If there are, you can go ahead and unmute yourself. I'm going to unmute everybody because I know that Andrea is on a phone. I think, Andrea, if you press, actually, no, I can just instruct you. Press star 6 if you want to unmute yourself or remute yourself, okay? You want to give that a try now, Andrea, just to make sure? All right, looks like
Hello?
You're doing it. Hi, so that worked.
Okay, I know how to unmute myself. You can mute me again.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Thank you.
Oh, now everybody's unmuted. Ta-da! Oh, you're mute. I'm drunk with power. Okay. Now, the next bit of housekeeping is something really fun and special. I want to invite you all to participate in, again, because I can. This is an opportunity that actually costs quite a bit of money, but because you're my clients, I get to bring you as my guests. I'm going to a weekend seminar that is being hosted and given by my coach, Monica Shah, who is a business coach, and it is called the Best Year Yet Boot Camp in Stamford, Connecticut. It is happening the weekend of September 28th through 30th. Again, I put this up on the Facebook page in the files, so you can download it later. But like I say, a lot of what I talk about here, I have adapted from what I've learned from her. Not everything, but often, a lot of the basic business techniques I get from her. And she is really teaching a lot about time management this coming over this seminar and how to really plan your business around your life. And what I'd like to do is take you out to either lunch or breakfast on day 2 or day 3 to talk about the content and how you can implement it, you know, and how we can apply it to what's going on here in the club, all right? So it is free. However, she's not stupid. She makes sure she gets butts in the seats by insisting on a deposit of $197, which you get back when you show up. If you don't show up, you don't get it back. And this is your unique link to register. In order to get in for free, okay? So you need to use the link I am providing here, okay? Let me scroll back up. Okay. Now, in terms of accommodations, it's a really nice hotel. You know, one of these hotels that does a lot of conferences, so it's not cheap, but there are discounted rooms available. The special rate is $179 per night until September 2nd. You can book days before or after that if you plan to stay longer. And so I'm providing a number to call, or you can make reservations on the web. And if you're interested and the cost of the hotel is ridiculous, I can also work on getting you a roommate, all right? And below what follows are the hotel information, okay? I just love watching Monica in action. She is amazing. She is an incredible salesperson. Watching her handle a crowd and watching her speak is an incredible instruction in and of itself if you're a performer or a teacher or anything. She's terrific. So I can't highly recommend that little jaunt enough. And then we get to hang out too. So that's that. Again, if you have any questions, you can text me later, call me later. You can unmute yourself now and ask, you know. So, you know, interrupt me. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask anything you may have, or maybe you just want to think about it. Okay. So without further ado, I'm going to actually unmute everybody because I want to hear a few celebrations. It's been a couple weeks. I want to hear about some of the things that are going right. Yes. And Caddy, you can feel free. Caddy has a little laryngitis. Go ahead and just start texting me if you want, Caddy, and I will read aloud. Because I don't know. I mean, I know I can see your text, but I know that, for instance, Andrea cannot. So, what has gone well? Just shout on out. I know, I'm really excited. Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
This is Kim. Hi. So a couple of things have gone well here. I set forward, well, yeah, okay. The first one is that I got an invitation to put in a bid for a conference event, a statewide conference event, using the facilitation tool I put together. So it's not like a done deal, obviously, but it is an invitation to get on the docket for the 2017 conference.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's terrific. So congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm going to try to put that together after this call.
Great.
That out. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's terrific. You are going to put it together. You're not going to try to, though, right?
That's where I'm
going to
put it together after.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if there are if there's anything in it that's giving you trouble, you know, shoot me a text.
It's always a pricing dance.
Oh, okay. You want to talk about that a little bit? I do a little coaching during these wins, by the way, folks, as you know.
We would have to go to the nonprofit thing, and my half day for nonprofit is, I would say, if it were like a full day workshop, it would be 800.
Uh-huh.
And so,
I don't know who's clogging around there. Okay.
I don't either.
Okay,
half day would be 4. So I'm thinking of landing somewhere between 3 and 4. It's hard to know.
Perhaps.
The state government is always going to whine about poverty, whatever. And there's, of course, no negotiation. I guess what frustrates me with this stuff is that you're just kind of shooting blind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
well, what do you need to charge? Let's forget about them for a second.
Right. What I need to charge to, like, break even is somewhere around 150.
Got it.
You know, there's an hour setup time. Then there's the facilitation itself. I'd say it's probably an hour to prep it. There's an hour's travel, so we're looking at 4 hours there.
Well, how much time is your worth an hour?
Well, it depends. It's like the prep time isn't as expensive as the actual doing time, but I would say somewhere in the average of 50 to 65 an hour
mm-hmm.
for prepping,
okay.
And 100 and 125 for actual doing.
Well, 500 for a half day sounds good to me. If you're going to do 800 for a full day, then they might opt for the full day.
Yeah, but this is a conference, so it's not that kind of structure.
Okay. Okay.
And what's great about it is that I get visibility with like people who are in my client demographic.
Is it a sponsorship? No, they're paying you. It's not a sponsorship, right? Just checking.
No, it's not a sponsorship.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not your usual workshop where it's a one-woman show for a half day or a whole day, in other words. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not that. Yeah, it's not that.
God.
That would be more. So this is, this is sort of an hour. They get an hour of this. They get some experiences. They get some information. It's a pretty comprehensive preparation.
Yes.
Room,
yes.
Materials, that kind of stuff.
So what do you want to charge?
I guess I'd like to charge around $200. That's what I'd like to charge.
That's what I was thinking.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's what I keep circling around, is $200.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, you're going to be getting some value out of being there also. It's a networking opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, in other words, so you're going to be actually just covering your expenses. $150 will just cover your expenses, though, right?
Yeah.
So it actually, and it's going to be an hour long, but still, even for an hour long, I know it's not for profit, but
I know.
It just seems to me, if you factor that in, in terms of what you need to clear. I think you could stretch your comfort zone a little. Would you be able to ask $250?
Maybe.
What are the factors? When you say maybe, what's the factor?
Yeah, maybe. It's like I don't want to lose the opportunity.
Right.
And I don't want to just be... I don't want the plug pulled because I hit the wrong number.
Yeah, I know. Is there any way to research it?
At this point, not really, because they're just in the beginning of their search.
I gotcha.
I mean, I could research last year's and find out what other people generally charge, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they charge them that.
Mm-hmm.
The actual event.
Because, I mean, I have a hunch, Jim, that you tend to, and we all do, we undercharge, okay?
Yeah.
So, my instinct would be charge what feels comfortable and then add maybe 10%, because you've got to start to break that pattern. You've got to start to raise your prices.
Well, yeah, I guess $250 is about as much as I could stretch.
Yeah. Well, it feels right to me. I mean, it sounds right to me.
All right. Okay.
All right. It's scary. It's scary to go but that's how you get to where you want to go. It's by not staying comfortable, which is actually exactly what we're going to talk about today. So good for you. That's great. Anybody else? Let's have one more celebration, and then we're going to get into the content, because Kim provided such an excellent segue.
Okay.
I might have muted you, so notice that. I'm going to unmute everybody again. Yeah, anybody else? Oh, Caddy. Caddy, I love it. I love it. I don't mean to ignore you. So here's what Caddy says. I got to scroll up now because I can't, the comments. Okay, here I go. Okay. Had a very difficult week. This is Caddy. Blessing in disguise to pay attention to self-care. Right on. Eye-opening as to personal relationships. Right? You get to see who your friends are when you're sick, when you're down and out. And which are toxic, learning to get moving at a slower pace, right? Your body does that. It'll just take you and throw you down on your back and say, that's it. You got to just stop. And got a new client in the middle of it. Isn't that interesting? That's so interesting because you've started to put yourself out, Caddy, and so it doesn't surprise me that, usually if you look at your business, it's a result of whatever happened the 2 or 3 months preceding it, you know. That's usually because those are the seeds you're planting. And you're giving yourself a mental break. Yeah, absolutely. Progress, not perfection, right? I know asking for help is hard. Got to do it. Again, this is a good, I'm glad you're sitting down with someone to figure it out. But this is a good segue into the comfort exercise I want to partake in right now. I want to share with you, okay? Let me go down there. So here's the thing. Everybody I know is addicted to comfort in one way or another. And I'm going to mute you all again because there's some jiggling. Okay. The only thing that I think gets us past our addiction to comfort is wanting. Wanting is powerful. And the more you want something, the more discomfort you'll tolerate to have it. Right? But the problem arises, I think, when we want to be comfortable and safe more than anything else. And if you find that life feels a little stagnant, very often that's the case. There's some very scary thing lurking out there, at least from your point of view, and you want to stay safe. And I don't know that progress is possible without uncovering the comfort addiction, right, where it shows up. So here's the exercise. What I want to do is we're going to play, rather than timing, I usually use a timer. I'm going to ask a question. And once you're finished, just unmute yourself so I know whether you've done that part of the exercise. And once everybody has, I'll move on, okay? So here's the first question I want you to entertain. Hopefully you're near something to write with. And I know that might take some time for you if you have to go get it. But here's the first question. Think of something that you really wanted in the past and that you're really proud of attaining. Write down all the things you had to overcome to get it or to get it done. Okay? That's the first question. Think of something that you really wanted in the past and that you're very proud of attaining. And then I want you to write down all the things you had to overcome to get it. Okay? And when you are done answering that question, both parts of that question, unmute yourself. Okay, just take the, you know, a few more seconds to finish up at this point. We just have one person who's not quite done, so. And if you are done, unmute yourself. Okay, Coolio. And I think, Caddy, you're probably done from what I can tell in the text, but you're just staying muted. Is that right? Just text me yes or no. Okay, Groovalicious. Very good. Now, okay, here's the next part. I'm going to mute everybody. Okay, you're all unmuted. Ha ha. All right, so I'll leave it that way for a second. The second part of this is where we get down to work. I want you to think of something from last week that you really cared about but did not get done. All right, this shouldn't take too long. But again, I'm going to just mute everybody. Something that you really cared about from just last week that did not get done. And when you have it, just unmute yourself. And except for Caddy, don't forget to unmute yourself when you're done. All right, great. Now the third part of this. Write down all the reasons why it didn't happen. So I'm going to mute everybody again. I'm going to unmute. Okay, so the third step is I want you to write down all the reasons why it did not happen. And again, when you're done, unmute yourself. Okay, Groovalicious. Now, I'm going to mute everybody again. Now, Caddy, I'm going to give you slightly different instructions, okay? I want you to think of all the things that you didn't, all the things you could have done to prevent the reason your item did not happen, okay? Because if I just have you do address the next question, I'm afraid that it'll be a non-starter for you. But I think, you know, your comfort issue is a little different, and I think we can all relate at one time or another, but you're comfortable not taking care of yourself. So I want to know all the things that you neglected to do that could have prevented the physical breakdown that stopped you being able to accomplish what you wanted, okay? And for everybody else, I want you to do the following. Identify, first of all, which reasons were completely within your control. And of course, Caddy, if there are things that were completely within your control, that's, you know, please note those too, all right? And when you have done that, go ahead and unmute yourself. So identify which reasons were completely within your control to start with. All right, you guys, wicked quick. Very good. That makes me think there were not very many reasons that seemed to be completely within your control. But that's interesting, and we'll see. This next part's probably the most important step. I'm going to mute everybody again and explain it. All right, so for each of those reasons that were within your control, I'd like you to write down what discomforts you would have had to endure had you pushed through them. What discomforts would you have had to push through, in other words, for each reason that was completely within your control? And if it's being, you know, not comfortable with taking care of yourself, that works too. What discomforts around that would you have had to endure to take care of yourself, to be able to do what you needed to do? All right. So again, when you're done, unmute yourself. So again, once you're done, just unmute yourself. Okay. Andrea, if you want to keep working, go ahead. All right. But I want to talk. I want to open this up for discussion now a little bit, and get some reactions to this exercise. Caddy, you can go ahead and type. And Kim, if there are any things you want to share, please go ahead. Oh, and it looks like Andrea's done. Okay. So, yeah. Just there's not enough of us to worry about it, so just jump on in.
So this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello. So my thing I didn't get done that I wanted to was doing a final recording and editing it for my music collaboration project.
Right.
And which I've been saying I'm going to do for a month every week.
Yeah.
And it's part of a pattern. And the thing that I really came to is something that I know as an artist, but, and I tell students as an artist, teacher, but it's just so hard to push through. And that is just knowing that the process is always going to be slow, mysterious, without a clear success point or finishing point. And just like getting cool with that is my challenge.
What's so uncomfortable about it?
There's no clear answers. And I think that I constantly have struggle with thinking, like not knowing, is this basically good or bad? And the kind of art I'm interested in is usually on that line.
Yeah.
Between those two general categories. So I just, it's like being okay with not really knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like not, there's not really like a aha moment. Maybe later, a couple of years later or something, I can feel that about a piece. But
right.
It's just tremendously murky. Area and
so not really knowing, not knowing is uncomfortable. Not knowing is uncomfortable, and it probably is. You think maybe you'll never know, and there's a patience element here.
Yeah, and like a kind of Buddhist element of just being okay with that, like being okay
with
not control or being in the unknown. I don't think really art is worth it if it's, you know, formulaic or if we know what it is.
So when you put it off and don't do it, what's usually going on?
It's usually a lot of fear of fear of being a bad artist or musician, questions about work. And I'm jumping to valuing it. Once I start jumping into criticism and valuing something, it's just really hard to make work. And it takes some kind of constant, some kind of judgment to make the work, to push.
So I think there's a question that needs to be asked. Okay, I'm just cutting through the story here, if that's okay. And that is, the story is, what do you want more? Not to make a mess or to do the work?
Right. Right.
And so somehow that question needs to be asked when you find yourself afraid.
Yeah. Can you repeat that again?
Yes. So the question that arises, I believe, in the moments when you're afraid and you don't want to do the work is, what do you want more? Not to make a mess. Or in other words, not to make bad art.
Right.
Or to do the work.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say let's ask that question whenever you find that pattern creep up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Gotta be a little ruthless on your own behalf sometimes. You know, don't. It's not always easy to be ruthless on your own behalf.
Yeah.
But that's what that question is about. It's very cut and dried. You know? So write it down real big. Memorize it, whatever. All right, and see if it helps shift things for you so that you're actually doing the creative work. Okay?
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So what does Caddy say? Caddy's been saying things. Let's see what Caddy's been saying. Okay, yeah, there are a lot of things that you didn't want to suffer through that could have saved you a world of hurt here, right? Trip to New Jersey, preparing food in advance, saying no to events to get some sleep, suffering through a trip to the DMV, which, yes, wouldn't have been as bad as 36 hours in the hospital. Very true. And interesting, you feel the same about failure when the gym was your daily decision. Making failures. Versus having a physical problem and being knocked out. It all feels the same. That's interesting. And therefore can be conquered by picking myself up and going again. Interesting. I don't know if it does all feel the same. I'm not sure I understand that. Do you want to try talking a little bit, Caddy, just to clarify that?
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
It was just interesting to me that when I looked back at all I had to overcome to continue and have success at the gym.
Yeah.
When I felt like a failure every time I got it wrong. I just had to pick myself up and keep going.
Right.
And even though that was me failing to make the right decision on any given day to get to the gym.
Right. Well, again, what do you want more? What's the choice here?
I want to be healthy and strong and not living in panic.
And what do you want that is not allowing you to have that? There's something else you want a little more right now that's getting in the way, and that is the choice that needs to be made.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I guess, what do you want more, to be perfect or to get to the gym and work out imperfectly so you stay healthy? Which do you want more?
Oh, healthy.
Okay. So somehow when that feeling like your fear of doing it wrong comes up, you got to remember that question because it's always a choice. You always have a choice.
Yes.
Okay. So, Kim, how you doing, girlfriend? Kim is on mute. That's okay. But, you know, it always... Oh, hello.
I unmuted myself.
That's great. Go ahead.
So, where do you want me to start?
Wherever you want.
Okay. The thing I did not do was I did not make my asks around podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And my reasons for that were there were too many other priorities. I hate sales, blah, blah. But I think the more salient of them was that I feel I need to perfect the ones I've already done before I can ask other people to sign on.
You need to perfect the, what do you mean the ones you've already done? I want to be clear what you're talking about.
I've done three. And there
you've
are
done,
two of them. I've done three, and there are some level issues with two of them.
You've done three what? I'm not sure I know what you're referring to.
Sorry.
Podcast. Thank you. Okay.
So, and one of them turned out great.
the client was very happy. And the other two, there's some issues around the sound levels for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like those two have to be perfected before I can ask other people. And the thing about, I mean, we all know, we've listened to podcasts, is that they're a little bit noisy. You don't have perfect background. It's not like a sound studio when recording audiobooks. But there were some disparities, and we had asked for a very low price for the first couple because we were learning, and we were very very upfront about that. So I went in and I did some work on the levels, but there's some issues with room tone because they were recorded in different spaces, or segments of them were. And so I've done what I can without going down a really familiar pothole and trying to make everything absolutely perfect, because it'll eat my time and eat my life.
So I'm curious, is there a connection between these sales calls and these podcasts? Are you trying to get more podcasts? Is that what the sales calls are about?
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Great. Now, in terms of perfection, which is such an ugly word in my opinion, are you being paid to do these podcasts? Is that what this is, people?
Yeah, people will pay per interview. Yeah.
Per interview, great. Okay. So now if someone was not happy with the quality of their podcast, what would you do?
Well, we'd have to be specific as to why.
Okay.
And if they just didn't like the interview itself, I'd ask them to get specific as to why. And if it boils down to, I feel like I sound funny on audio, then, you know, there's nothing to be done except maybe a pep talk.
Right.
If they feel like they didn't like the questions they were answered, then that was one of the reasons why we sent all the questions ahead of time, and they could, you know, prime the pump with their own questions, because their interviews would highlight their practice. And but when it comes down to the technical piece, then I can have some wiggle room. What I'm trying to avoid is retyping. I don't want to re-record the interview. I don't want to interview this person completely over again at no cost to them. So that's what I'm trying to avoid. I won't do that in any case. So
that's in your contract, I take it.
Well, it's in the understanding, but I think probably going forward we need a written contract.
Yeah, for one thing. Yeah.
So now it comes down to the technical processing. Part of my bugaboo about working with this is that I'm using a completely different software program than what I use to record my audiobooks. So I'm not as familiar with
that. So far, I'm going to cut through the story a little bit. I'm curious what the feedback you've gotten is from the people you've done the podcast for. Have they been unhappy?
There was a disparity in some of the volume levels.
Okay.
So I went through both of those files and did what I could to equalize them.
Okay.
And I think they sound better, but they do not sound perfect.
Well, what does the client think?
I don't know yet.
Well, here's the problem. I think you're so afraid of upsetting them that there's some paralysis going on here. First of all, you're in relationship.
Yeah, no, I understand, but let me finish.
Because
I did need to send them the redo on the file, and I said I would take another pass at each of these files for each of these clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them the links this morning. I made that choice
to do the best for one afternoon. They're entitled to a sendable link. I said I would do that. I sent it to the web person who will upload it now on the site. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a done deal.
Right.
I didn't ask for feedback. I didn't ask, please get back to me and tell me what you think. I didn't do any of that.
Uh-huh.
So as far as I'm concerned, and I had to make this choice because I really had to overcome this sort of, oh, before I can, you know, charge this measly amount of money that we charge them.
Well, I think that's a mistake, too, because you're setting up, you're framing it as being less valuable than it is because, you know, so that, that's a problem because, you know, technical problems, interpersonal problems, whatever the problems are, you will address them because you're a person of integrity and you're good at what you do. So the choice, it seems to me, is always, do I go with not wanting, you know, with being, what do you think the choice is that you have to make in order to proceed?
The choice is to not go down the pothole of perfection.
Right.
Which is, it's got to sound absolutely the absolute best it can be, which means I've got to send the file out to other people whose technical opinion I trust.
Yeah.
You know, I have to create this great big song and dance.
Right, right.
Well, what was originally promoted as, we're finding our way in, so we're going to give you a deep, deep discount to begin with. But you will end up with a usable file, and they do have usable files.
Right. So you've done beta. You've charged them the beta rate.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So, I mean, I think it's okay to say, all right, you're charging a beta rate for a couple more if you want, if that's going to allow you to pick up the phone and have sales conversations. But something.
I think I could shift my mental focus.
Okay.
From the two that were a bit problematic to the one that I did that was not.
Right.
And so that I can do. And we got a nice testimonial from him.
Bravo.
Right, and I can preface that way.
Right.
I think I can definitely do that. But, you know, this is a challenge for me, is to not try to fix and perfect the thing that's not perfected yet.
So somehow, and then when you talk about other priorities, they sound like smoke screens a little bit, those other priorities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I'm in control of my priorities.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, right.
So we only have a few minutes, but I think the upshot here is choice. Are you choosing to stay comfortable by choosing perfection? And there's nothing more perfect than something that doesn't exist because it's always going to be perfect in your mind. Or, you know, are you going to choose being imperfectly professional?
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no such thing. You know how the Indians always weave a flaw into their rugs. Because they don't want to, I guess it has something to do with insulting the gods with perfection. It's a given. Imperfection is a given. All you can, you know, you're always, all we are doing is making amends all the time.
All the time.
If you can just accept that as a way of life, then I think you'll be fine because you'll keep moving forward.
Yeah.
We're constantly having to recalibrate our relationships and adjust and, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Good work. Good work, everybody. So, like I said, we're at the top of the hour, and we're going to meet on September 7th again. And before that, I'm going to be sending out new accountability partners. And, you know, I want everybody to have a great couple of weeks, and I'll talk to you when I get back. In the meantime, you got my phone number, you got my email. Don't be strangers.
Okay.
and have a great 2 weeks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.